The Reading Light, a quarterly newsletter of Talking Book Services at the Mississippi Library Commission. Spring 2026 issue. Talking Book Services Summer Reading Program. The Talking Book Services free, accessible summer reading program is here, and all TBS patrons are invited. We are ready to keep you engaged all summer through reading, activities, and virtual events from June 15th through August 15th, with activities and virtual events for all ages. This year, in partnership with the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled and the Collaborative Summer Learning Program, our summer reading program will focus on tactile, sensory learning and discovering new stories. Participants will unearth a story with each new activity or book to make discoveries all summer long. All juvenile patrons will receive tactile sensory activity packets from TBS throughout the summer and a special prize at the end for participation. Adults will have the option to participate in virtual author events hosted by the Braille Institute, and more information can be found at https://www.loc.gov/nls/services-and-resources/summer-reading/. Patrons are welcome to call TBS with any questions about summer reading at 601-432-4151. Talking Book Services News. Helen Keller Birthday Celebration at MLC. You are invited to celebrate Helen Keller's lifetime and accomplishments at a birthday party celebration hosted by Talking Book Services of the Mississippi Library Commission on Friday, June 26, 2026, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. The celebration is open to all blind, deaf, deafblind, and other TBS patrons, caregivers, and partners. The celebration will be held in person and virtually at the following. In person, at the Mississippi Library Commission, 3881 Eastwood Drive, Jackson, Mississippi, 39211. Virtually, in a live stream on the Mississippi Library Commission's YouTube channel at http://bit.ly/4teofqn. Please note, for the virtual option, the link will display a waiting area until the event begins. Additionally, if you have difficulties with the link previously stated, please contact Talking Book Services at talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. Helen Keller changed the world by her belief in her abilities and unquenchable thirst to bring deafblindness into society. We gather to celebrate her birthday of 146 years, honoring her achievements and advancement of the deafblind community. This second annual event is spearheaded by the Deafblind Community of Mississippi, hosted by MLC, and welcomed by other partnering organizations such as the Mississippi Council of the Blind, the Mississippi Coalition for Citizens with Disabilities, the Mississippi Hearing Vision Project, T-Mobile Accessibility, and the Helen Keller National Center. For more information about the upcoming event or partners listed, please contact TBS Director Miranda Loper at 601-432-4116. This article features a photograph with Andre Jarreau, founder of the Mississippi Deafblind Community, as he is engaged in a tactile sign language-based conversation with another deafblind individual. Mississippi veterans sharing their stories. Did you know that veterans receive priority service from TBS at the Mississippi Library Commission? MLC also proudly supports the Veterans History Project at the Library of Congress in making accessible the firsthand recollections of U.S. military veterans who have served our country since World War I, so that future generations may hear directly from them. A list of all completed veteran interviews is available at the Library of Congress website in the Veterans History Project collection. While there are more than 182,000 veterans living in Mississippi, there are just over 500 oral histories in the collection. Please help MLC add to our Mississippi's collection by signing up to tell your story. Email us at vhp@mlc.lib.ms.us and provide your contact information or call 601-432-4151 to schedule a time to record. Talking Book Topics. Talking Book Topics, TBT, is a catalog produced by the National Library Service. It lists a selection of audio titles recently added to the NLS collection and available through a network of cooperating libraries or the Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD, service. NLS uses publisher-provided book descriptions for most new titles. These descriptions, copied in the style of the publisher, give patrons insight into book content, making it easier to identify titles of interest. TBT also carries news of developments in services to people with temporary or permanent low vision, blindness, or a physical, perceptual, or reading disability that prevents them from using regular print materials. This catalog is now available as an audio magazine on BARD and via digital cartridge. If you are subscribed to other magazines on cartridge and TBT, this catalog will be mailed directly from our library on the same cartridge as your other magazines. TBT and the order form are also available via HTML and a downloadable PDF online at https://www.loc.gov/nls/new-materials/talking-book-topics/. If you received TBT in large print or via magazine on cartridge with a detachable order form, those formats are no longer available. If you are interested in receiving Talking Book Topics TBT on barred or digital cartridge, or if you would like to know your TBT subscription status, please contact us at 601-432-4151 or email talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. Patrons are also encouraged to call TBS with their selections of reading material after each edition of TBT. Bard login changes. NLS will soon release a second way to log in to Bard. Login.gov, a standard authentication service for accessing federal government systems, will soon appear as an option to access Bard. You can continue to use your existing Bard login credentials, or you can sign in using login.gov. This is optional. No action is required if you choose to continue using your existing login method. If you do wish to use login.gov, you can use your existing login.gov account or create your first one. Information on creating an account is available at https://login.gov/create-an-account. If you have any questions about this change, please call our TBS Bard specialist at 601-432-4128. TBS staff feature. TBS outreach librarian Megan Fleming.
Hi, I am Megan Fleming, the outreach librarian for Talking Book Services. I joined Talking Book Services in April of 2024. My position means that many of you may have met me in person as I travel across the state to events and help bring more awareness to our services. I also provide hands-on experience for individuals who assist people in connecting with our services. I am working towards a certification in Braille transcription through the National Federation of the Blind and currently do most of our Braille printing and proofreading for both TBS patrons and other projects. I grew up splitting my time between the Mississippi Delta and New Orleans area in Louisiana, where all my extended family lives. I began working in public libraries as a college student in the very same library I frequented growing up, and have now spent over 12 years working in libraries. In my free time, I enjoy crafts of all kinds and reading a wide variety of book genres, from sci-fi and fantasy to archaeology and history.
Reading Corner. Our Braille and Audio Reading Download, BARD, service allows you to download books to your personal device or computer instantly. BARD Mobile is available for Apple and Android devices. BARD Express is available for Windows-based computers. Check out our new tutorials for operating BARD applications on our website. Recent top BARD downloads. audio, The Widow by John Grisham, DB 133042. The Proving Ground by Michael Connelly, DB 133660. Star of the Show, My Life on Stage by Dolly Parton, DB 133565. Gone Before Goodbye by Reese Witherspoon and Harlan Coben, DB 133207. Nash Falls by David Baldacci, DB 133328. Last Patient of the Night by Gary Gerlacher, DB 132772. Smuggler's Cove by Fern Michaels, DB 132433. Braille, The Last Mountain Man by William W. Johnstone, BR 22691. The American Heritage Dictionary of Idioms by Christine Ammer, BR 24419. Spring Picks. Discover what our TBS reader advisors are reading this spring. Margaret's Pick, Flight of Vengeance by Andre Norton, DB 113556. Here, in two full-length novels, are The Awesome Power and Terrible Consequences of The Turning, told by the people whose lives were utterly changed by this cataclysmic event. Exile is the story of two outcasts thrust together by a monumental feat of magic, worked by the combined force of all the witches of Escarp to move mountains. The witches stopped the invasion by Pagar of Karsten, but their effort cost the witches dearly, killing many and striking powerless many others. A great upheaval uprooted families, destroyed nations, and wreaked havoc on the face of the world, unleashing powers thought long dead and gone. Exile is most of all the tale of Nolar, a witch who couldn't find her power until all others lost theirs. Magically summoned to rescue another, she discovered an enemy who, in his mind, would become a friend. Falcon Hope is the story of the Dalesfolk of Seakeep, and the falconers they hire to defend themselves. In crisis, the falcon band find themselves fighting with, instead of against, other witch-worlders to defend one small part of their world against an otherworldly enemy, some violence. Margaret says, "I read my first witch world book over 50 years ago, but I didn't find this one until recently. It ties up and resolves many of the earlier stories in the series. Andre Norton has been one of my favorite authors for most of my life." JD's Pick, Under the Big Black Sun, A Personal History of L.A. Punk by John Doe, with Tom DeSavia and Friends, DB 085364. Through personal narratives, Under the Big Black Sun recounts the history of the underground punk music scene in Los Angeles, California, beginning as early as 1978 through the mid-1980s. It tells the story of an intense and fast-burning music scene, more diverse in nature than other cities, through the words of those who were there. Each chapter, narrated by the individual it focuses on, from young people surviving Skid Row, to surfers on Venice Beach, to the Mexican-American communities of East LA. JD says, not just for fans of punk or music history, Under the Big Black Sun is perfect for anyone who loves personal narratives or those just looking for a slice of life in a city known to chew people up and spit them back out. John's Pick: The Count of Monte Cristo by Alexandre Dumas. DB 011299. BRG 04781. Also available in large print. LPF D 886. John says, if you can handle all 910 pages of the large print edition, I recommend reading The Count of Monte Cristo. It is a tale of long-awaited, hard-earned revenge set during the Bourbon Restoration in France. Edmond Dantès, a sailor wrongfully imprisoned for more than a decade, dons a disguise and designs the downfall of his betrayers. Despite its focus on the dish best served cold, it is still a good read around sunny Easter time. Beneath the bloody vengeance, there are heartening moments of mercy. Looking for more reading lists? With hundreds of thousands audio and braille books and magazines available from the National Library Service, for some patrons, it's hard to know where to start searching. Collection Connections, a free email newsletter from the NLS Collection Development staff, can help. Each month, it highlights fiction and nonfiction titles focused on a timely theme. To sign up, send your name and email address to the Collection Connections team at connections@loc.gov. You can unsubscribe yourself from the list at any time. The Reading Light is narrated by Miranda Loper and is written and edited by the staff of the Mississippi Library Commission's Talking Book Services Department. It is available in Braille, through email, in large print, as well as via audio on cartridge and on our website. Any mention of products and services in the Reading Light newsletter is for information purposes only and does not imply endorsement. Library service hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Phone, 601-432-4151 or toll-free at 1-800-446-0892. Fax, 601-432-4476. Email, talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. Website, mlc.lib.ms.us. Web catalog, tbsopac.mlc.lib.ms.us/. Facebook, www.facebook.com /MS Library Commission/. This publication is partially funded under the Federal Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the Mississippi Library Commission for the Institute of Museum and Library Services.